today we want to continue the great celebration of this entire day, a day in which I hope each one of us have had some opportunity to commune with our beloved mothers, the women in our lives who have loved us and nourished us, and with whom we celebrate in a very special way this day. I don't know if there are plans for dinner, but the way this mass is set up, it's going to take a while. So we'll do our best to get you out. But I do think that a critical first statement about this reflection today, this scripture today, is very, very important for all of us. It's the Acts of the Apostles. It's Peter. It's at that critical moment in the early church. Peter goes to the house of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. And Jesus says to this particular group of people that somehow, some way, he understood his first understanding that this Christ came for the Jew. He came in the fulfillment of the promise. He came to fulfill all that God had given to the Jewish people. But ever so gradually, he came to understand that that was not enough, that it was not just for the Jew. And so he makes this bold, incredible step. We have no idea of the pressure, of the struggle, of I'm sure the timidity that was inside him, the fear that was inside him, to proclaim to these people that they were wrong, that it was not just for the Jew, but that this gospel was for all people, for all time. And so we have this incredible watershed moment when he walks into the house of a Gentile and eats with them something that had been forbidden. And not only does he eat with them, he invites them to the waters of baptism. And they then receive the power and the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, you and I are here in this church of St. Monica on this great feast of mothers today, our great patron, because of that event. Otherwise, we would be in a temple, I guess. I don't know. Nothing wrong with a temple, but I think that's where we'd be. Somehow, some way, this became the great message of that earliest time. And you and I know that there are many prejudices that still perdure stubbornly in this world. People unwilling to accept people, saying that you're this and I'm that. You're wrong, I'm right. My way or the highway. My brothers and sisters, this proclamation says to us today that this family, this Christ, came for all. And so it is in that gift and that blessing that we begin this sacred day. I see at the end of a sacred day for these wonderful women we call our mother. So here's the story. True story. It's about a woman, Stephanie Decker, who heard the warning on a Friday afternoon, March the 2nd of this year. A tornado was thundering its way across Indiana. And so she gathered her two children, Dominic, who was 8, and Reese, who was 5. And in the basement of their 3-story house, she covered them, huddled them and covered them with a comforter, and then lay her body on top of them. The 175-mile-per-hour storm hit like a freight train over that 3-story house. Her son and daughter were fine. But after that event, Stephanie could not move. She knew immediately she had been severely damaged. She texted to her husband, who was teaching in a high school, a message of farewell. When the tornado passed, her son ran for help to a neighbor. They found Stephanie, the neighbors, in this rubble. Both of her legs had been severed. The neighbors fashioned a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. The sheriffs were rushed to that house and brought Stephanie to the hospital. She woke after surgery. Her husband was with her. And her husband, Joe, said, "Stephanie, we're here. You're going to be all right. You're here for your kids. You will see them grow old. We will do that together." Stephanie suffered from a variety of internal injuries, but doctors say that in some time, over an extended period of time, she will recover. She'll be walking in prosthetics in just a few more months. But Stephanie was more worried, far more worried, she said, about the trauma of that event for her kids. She said, "Really, it was my instinct to protect my children. There was nothing I wouldn't do for them. It's just me protecting them. Once I knew they were safe, I knew I could rest. If anything were to happen to me, as long as my children were safe, I was okay." And in response to the term hero that was given to this woman, she said, "The simple title, Mom, is just fine for me." So John says to us tonight, the only command to love one another. Stephanie took up that great command. She lived it. So on this night, we thank our mothers. We thank the women in our lives who love us beyond telling, who create in us a desire to keep that command. Yes, you do. Every Mother's Day, I live with my mom, who's in heaven. And I know I've made a ton of mistakes in my life. But anything that I've done in love, I know. Juliet, not Lloyd Torgerson. Happy Mother's Day. Honor. We love you.